6.9.
And to finish the local news for London today, what's your view on foxes? Are they pests or should they be a protected species? There are now approximately 10,000 foxes living in London parks, squares and gardens. And in Hampstead, in North London, their barking is keeping the residents awake at night. Carol Martin is one such sufferer. What happened to you last week, Carol?
Well, I came down in the morning after another bad night's sleep and I saw a large fox on my lawn, which didn't look very well at all. It had bits of fur hanging off it. I was worried that it might have some infectious disease, so I phoned the local council.
And what did they say?
Well, first I asked for pest control and they said, what pest? And I said, a fox. But the woman from the council told me that foxes aren't pests and she put me through to the Fox Project Department.
The Fox Project Department? So then what happened?
Well, the man from the Fox Project asked me to find out if the fox was really ill, and he said that once they knew what was wrong with it, they could supply me with some medicine. So I said that, first of all, I didn't speak fox language, and secondly, I had no intention of going anywhere near it. I said that I would like the fox dead, and the only medicine I was interested in was poison.
I see. And how did they respond to that?
Well, the Fox Project man got a bit annoyed and told me that this was not a caring attitude at all, and he suggested that it might be best to send an ambulance to take the animal to a vet, or if it wasn't seriously ill, to take it to the country and release it back into the wild.
That's what the man from the council suggested?
Those were his very words. At this point, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Luckily, when I looked out of the window again, the fox had disappeared, so I hung up. It does seem absolutely ridiculous to me. Camden Council have problems getting ambulances to sick people because of staff shortages, but they are able to provide ambulances to take sick foxes to the vet.
Well, thank you, Carol. Incredible. So, does anyone else have a story about foxes in London? Do give us a ring.